something similar in my living room, or you know, something along those lines. So it just depends. And then we also have the folks who come year after year after year after year because they love to come. Mm-hmm. And they just, it's an annual event for them, and they look forward to it. And we had a little late start this year getting our tickets printed and out, and we had a lot of inquiries before the tickets actually went on sale from folks saying, is there going to be a house tour? And when do tickets go on sale? And so they're on sale now.
Well, let's get to those particulars, because the house tour is next weekend, right?
Correct.
Week from tomorrow, Saturday, that's December...
2nd.
2nd, okay.
Yes. And it will be from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And we have tickets on sale at May's Music Shop, mm-hmm. at the Butler Symphony office, which is up on the Diamond across catty corner from the courthouse, and then out in Meridian at Meridian Station.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So obviously the Symphony has the tickets for sale, but May's and Meridian Station have, I can't even tell you how many years, have supported us and for no benefit to them sell tickets for us. And I truly appreciate the fact that they look forward to it, and they're actually glad when I come walking in with the tickets. Gentleman at May's said, oh, thank goodness. He said, people keep asking, and I didn't know what to tell them. So
this is the 28th year.
Yes.
For the Butler Symphony holiday tour of homes. It's really become a wonderful tradition. 28 years. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It is, and we do have, there is a house on the tour this year that was on before in 1996, but I can guarantee it's the same homeowner, but I can guarantee you she's changed her decorations in 21 years, so.
I would have to be, you were describing why some people like to go on this tour, and by the way, it's a go at your own pace, right?
Yes,
You drive from house to house, and we'll tell you how you know where they are and so on in a moment or so here. But it's a go-at-your-own-pace tour throughout the day, a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, December 2nd. I like to see decorations, and because some people are really clever, you know, and you see the way they say, oh, isn't that nice, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you said.
Yeah.
I could do that. But I'm also a person who, you know, has driven past a home 100 times, 500 times, and wondered what it looked like inside.
Yes.
You know, because yes. It's so interesting from the outside. Well, let's get to the details. Can you give us a quick look at the homes that are on the tour this year?
Well, we have 5 homes, but 6 houses.
I'm intrigued already.
So to explain that, our 5 homes are that. They are residence where folks live.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Boylan Funeral Home on, and their building in the back of their property. Now, that's not a home per se, but it's a gorgeous house. And I can't tell you how many times I've driven past that house through the years,
mm-hmm.
and wondered, I wonder what it looks like in there. I love old houses, and the bigger the better. And so, you know, when they said that they were interested in being on, they actually approached us and said they were interested, and we're like, okay, a little different, but it will be beautiful. And the building that they have in the back, they're going to have all decked out and decorated for Christmas also. So that's what makes it this year just a little bit different. But we do have some great homes that we've got some, you know, local folks that obviously live in them.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to go somewhat south this year, tried to maybe focus on an area and getting, you know, geographic area, and then thinking, well, next year we could focus on a different geographic area. Well, that doesn't always work. I mean, it sounds good in theory, but even so, we do have several houses on the tour are south of Butler. Gail Paserba has her home on, and it is going down Route 8 south. You make a right off of Route 8 and go back into a housing plan, and it's that one is the only one that I get a little worried about people getting lost, because it is a housing plan that has a lot of twists and turns.
Now, the ticket, when you buy a ticket to participate on the tour, it's a ticket, but it's actually a booklet.
It is.
And it has not only a picture of all the homes and a couple of paragraphs description, but there's a map in there. So
yes,
if you have no idea where you're going, you can use the map.
And it's interesting, because as technology advances, so many people have GPS in their car, and, mm-hmm. you know, they'll just punch these addresses in. But then there are equally folks who don't use some kind of navigation system. So we do try, and I try to make the descriptions of where to turn and how to follow the directions simple,
mm-hmm.
so that... folks can either look at the map and read the directions and get there, or they can use a GPS.
So Galpa Service is on Mountain Laurel Drive off Route 8 South.
Correct.
Do you have to go in any particular order?
You do not. And in fact, the houses are sort of listed not in any particular order in the booklet, so it's not as if I'm saying, oh, start here and go mm-hmm. A, B, C, D. You can pick any home to start. If for some reason you're unable to buy a ticket prior to the tour, there are always tickets for sale at the homes. The only difference is they cost you $5 more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy your tickets pre-sale at Mays, Meridian Station, or the Butler Symphony, you get them for $20. If you wait till the day of the tour and buy one at a home, it's $25. But you can start at any house and go in any order you want, and you can spend as much time as you want. You can, you can skip houses. Maybe there's a house on there that you have no desire to see, so you don't have to go to that house.
There's a house on North McCain Street in Butler, 400 block. That's I've passed many times. I've never been inside. It's right next to the Butler Little Theater, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Owned by the Butler Little Theater. It is currently being caretaken. There's a caretaker there
mm-hmm.
who is Phil Ball, is taking care of the house and living there and paying rent too. But I'm kind of curious to see what they do with it, because he's got a few of his buddies from Butler Little Theater who are going to stage it.
So he might have a little mini theatrical
production. I have no idea what that means. So I don't know what it's going to look like, but I have a feeling, knowing Phil and knowing several of the folks from Butler Little Theater, I have a feeling it'll be really well done.
I know him too, and I think you're right. I have to take a quick break here. We've got to keep moving today, because we have Penguin Hockey coming at us from Boston as we get a little closer to the top of the hour. We'll be back to talk more with Sue and talk about more of the houses on this year's Holiday Tour of Homes, sponsored by the Butler County Symphony Orchestra. We'll be back right after these words.
If you're a dog person, you know how much a dog means in your life. You know how your dog gives you unrestricted love and affection and joy. You also know that the dog can be so comforting at just the right time when you need to be comforted. That's why Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler has O'Shea on their care team. O'Shea is there to provide the comfort and companionship that really helps, but she's only there at your request. Come in and meet O'Shea. You'll see why so many folks want her at the funeral. She creates a calming atmosphere. And while you're here, ask about our unique services, our competitive costs, our cremation program. Call us at 724-287-3706, 287-3706, or visit our website at www.thompson-miller.com. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
Does your pharmacy tell you your wait time for a prescription will take a half an hour or longer, or maybe won't even be ready until the next day? Don't think this is your only option. At Institute Hill Pharmacy, we have made it a priority to take care of our customers' needs first because your time is precious. Most wait times are under 10 minutes. So don't you think it's time to make a switch to Institute Hill Pharmacy, located at 937 East Jefferson Street, or find us on Facebook, Institute Hill Pharmacy, an old-fashioned pharmacy just the way you remember.
Us a little bit late on this segment. If it's your turn, that's fine. Sue Morrow is here. She's a member of the Symphony Board, the Butler County Symphony Association, and they have their annual holiday tour of homes. 28 years now they've been doing this every holiday, Christmas time. And we're talking about some of the homes that are on the tour a week from tomorrow, Saturday, December 2nd. Now, I'm using the ticket booklet to. I'm just going through this. I hope that's okay. We have the home of Brian and Heather also in Butler.
Yes. Brian is a very gifted musician, and so is Heather. Brian teaches at Butler, and he also plays with the symphony, plays piano. Their house is, it's got a few secrets, so I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to ruin it.
Secret passageways.
Could be. So, I won't say any more than that about that particular item. But they have three floors in their house. The main floor is their where they live, basically, you know, the ground floor. And then their second floor, they have a couple of rooms that they rent out as B&B.
Oh, how nice.
And they have... two very nice. They're like little suites, and then they have a library for anyone who's staying in one of those rooms, and they have a few other little secret things. The architecture is interesting. That's all I'll say. But if you go, you'll get to see what is secret and special about that. They're upstairs.
I know both of them. I'm not good friends, but I'm acquainted with both of them, and they are. When you say very talented musicians, understatement.
They are.
Really, really.
And they have a new baby. I couldn't believe that they actually agreed to do this. They were like, oh, he'll be 6 months old by then. And I'm thinking, okay, new parents. Yeah, okay.
Now we have a home on Evans City Road in Evans City. Here we go. We were talking about south of Butler, some of the homes.
Yes, yes. And this one's right on 68. So it's before you get to Evans City, if you're going west, it's just past Conequenessing, and it's a log structure.
I was looking at the picture. It looks like a log home.
Yes, and it was originally built as a display home for the company that was building log homes. Mm-hmm. So what's kind of interesting is on their one floor, the flooring in their floor is different samples, because when the house was originally built, they wanted to display what could be put in a log home. So you're in one room, but the floor is different. It's really intriguing to
That's nice. Well, you said that was one of your goals this year.
That's right. Yeah. Get some novel things for folks to look at. And who knows, maybe somebody's thinking of putting new hardwood down, and they're going to look at that and go, oh, I like that pattern.
Now, the next home in the booklet is at Pine Hall Farms. Now, somebody just mentioned that to me a couple of months ago, and I wasn't familiar with it. Pine Hall Farms.
It is the home of Sherry Kine, and she was, she's the granddaughter, I believe, of Eisler's.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in the booklet here, oh, John and Dorothy. Well, it's an area where different buildings have been adapted over the years. You know, the house was built as a summer home, and then they eventually ended up moving into it and making it a year-round residence. Beautiful, beautiful vistas out the back. You just kind of look and go, oh. Yeah, I could sit here and look at this all day.
Well, this is along Dick Road, so that's I mean, you know, it's a little bit outside of town, a little bit out in the country, so I can see there'd be nice vistas and everything.
A little bit, but again, if you're a good navigator in Butler, you know that you can get from 68 onto Dick Road and get there
easily.
Yeah. So even though it seems like they're far apart, you know, the houses are. If you know the back roads, you're probably ahead. But they also have taken some of their outbuildings and have refurbished them, and they took a barn, and that's where the Pine Hall Farms, that's what she's named it, mm-hmm. is this barn, and they use it for weddings.
Hmm.
And they have a room in their house that they actually will rent out to a bride and groom for their honeymoon night. And they also have a little cottage where the bridal party can stay the night before the wedding. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how she decorates and
indeed
does it all up. But
and then the last picture in the book, the last, not necessarily the last stop, but it's the last one in the ticket book, the stables at Conequenessing. This is the one that you and I have both
yes.
driven past 1,000 times and never been inside.
Well, and I have to apologize to the Boylan Funeral Home because I do the formatting for the tickets, and somehow we've managed to cut off. It should say at the top there, too, also Boylan Funeral Home.
Mm-hmm.
So my apologies to them for that. But it does, if you read the description down, explain. But that's one of those beautiful old houses that has been under different ownership and even at some point fell into disrepair, and they've completely resurrected the home, but they have kept a lot of the original moldings and architecture. Obviously on the inside is slightly different because they've remodeled it. But
beautiful home. It was.
It is gorgeous.
I didn't know this. I was reading the little paragraph here that accompanies the photograph. Built by George Spang, the founder of Spang and Company.
Yeah.
Back in the 1920s. Wow.
So we have some old houses because Phil Ball's house is over 100 years old also.
Victorian style.
Yeah.
I have to squeeze in another break here. We'll tell you about where you can get tickets if you want to participate in the annual holiday tour of homes. And you can go at your own pace all day long. Saturday, December 2nd, a week from tomorrow. We'll tell you all about that when we come back here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words.
Hey, folks, have you heard about Golan Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center? Yeah, they're located just off Newcastle Road, Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande. Golan Postal Butler. They package your items for shipping. And that takes care of a situation that sometimes can be a real bother. You know, you got to get the wrapping paper, the string, the tape, whatever you need. They'll do it for you. And you can ship any way you want to, FedEx, UPS, U.S. Postal Service. They will package your items for shipping at Golan Postal Butler. Other services they offer, copying, scanning, faxing, mailbox rentals, custom boxes. They have an official notary, also greeting cards, even a lottery agent. Golan Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane. That's just off Newcastle Road, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's in the Shockey Mini Storage area. For more information, give them a call, 724-841-0044. Golan Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary, and the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
It seems that almost every day, there's news of a breakthrough in healthcare. New medicines and procedures, imaging that opens a new window into the human body. At Butler Health System, interventional radiologist Dr. Thomas Franco understands that even with these breakthroughs, no technology can replace the human side of care.
Every image tells us a story, but there's a bigger picture, and we never lose sight of that. Healthcare is more than practicing medicine. It's about taking the time to understand where every patient is coming from.
For cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. David Schwartzman, that understanding is ultimately the key to better outcomes.
Technology isn't enough. Skill isn't enough. We have all of that. It's about improving the quality of the lives we touch every day.
At Butler, we know what it takes to provide the very best of care. But more importantly, we know why we have to. Caring hands, remarkable minds. That's Butler Health System.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Dave Malarkey. Sue Morrow is with us today. She's a member of the Butler Symphony Board, and she is chair of the committee that organizes the annual holiday tour of homes, which is coming up a week from tomorrow. That's Saturday, December 2nd. You can go at your own pace all day long, starting at 10 o'clock, did you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 10 to 4.
Now, will there be a place where you could get some refreshments along the way? Maybe I'm halfway through and I'm getting a little hunger on me.
Well, we don't want you needing to go get fast food. We're actually partnering with the Associated Artists of Butler County on Main Street, and they're providing a luncheon. Now, it's an additional cost. It's not included in the price of the ticket booklet. Mm-hmm. But last year was their first year to partner with us, and they had a blast. Before the day was over, they were saying, can we do this again next year? So, of course, we said yes. And they're planning on having several different soup options. And so you'll be able to get something nice and warm. Though I don't think it's going to be a real super chilly day, 40s, but you know, who knows, between now and then, we'll the see. Weather can change, obviously.
Now, if you're not in for a full lunch, you could get punch and cookies.
That's true, and that's for free. The Symphony Board members supply cookies that are actually several of us buy them from the Butler Blue Sox. Mm. So we're trying to, incorporate more than one local group. And support them. So we buy cookies that they've baked and turn around and serve them at our reception.
This is a great day, folks. As Sue said earlier in our conversation, there are people who come to this every year, sometimes from a great distance, because it's just an enjoyable day. And you also have the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping the symphony in a town our size to have such a wonderful symphony, but it costs a lot of money for to buy music and all that other hidden expenses, so to speak. I know that the cost of tickets to go to a symphony concert doesn't come anywhere near to covering your annual cost.
No, it does not.
By the way, there is a concert coming up, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking
same
about that
day.
Next week. Yeah. It's the holiday concert.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Saturday. We can make a day of it.
That's exactly right. And if you run into a board member that night, be kind, because they will have been very busy all day.
And again, don't worry about not knowing where these homes are, because the ticket booklet has copious directions for each stop. And there's also a map for each stop that even suggests what road's the best one to take. So it's pretty well done. Tickets are available. They're still available, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We have tickets at three different sites. The cost is $20 pre-sale. If you wait and buy your ticket the day of the sale, they'll be available at each of the homes. So you could go to any house on the tour and pick up a ticket. They're $25 at the door. And currently they are on sale at Meridian Station, out in Meridian, mm-hmm. May's Music Shop on Jefferson Street, and then the Butler Symphony Office, which is up on the Diamond.
Do you happen to know, will the Symphony Office be open tomorrow, because that's the big parade?
Yes.
And everything?
Yes, and in fact, we do this as one of our major fundraisers, and in conjunction with that, we also do a basket raffle. Every symphony member has to submit a basket to be raffled off, and those are currently on display at the symphony office, so that the office is going to be open all day tomorrow and then through the parade. So you can stop in, you can buy house tour tickets, you can buy raffle tickets for the baskets, which are gorgeous. And you can pick up literature on our concerts. We still have some coming up. We obviously, the Christmas concert's a huge seller, and we do have two vocal groups that are performing that night, so Butler High and Seneca Valley. But then we also have concerts in February, March, and April.
Well, a wonderful event coming up, the 28th Annual Holiday Tour of Homes, week from tomorrow, Saturday, December 2nd. Sue Morrow, it's good to see you. It's always good to see you. Thanks for being with us again today.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for supporting the symphony all these years.
Happy to do it. Well, as we mentioned, we have an abbreviated edition of It's Your Turn today because we have Penguin Hockey. And in fact, I think we are just pretty darn close to being able to join the network. Is that right, Pat Parker? Okay. We have book talk on Monday, by the way. So that's always a fun day. We look forward to that. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. I'm Dave Malarkey. We'll see you on Monday. Coming up next on WISR, live from Boston, it's Pittsburgh Penguin Hockey, the Penguins and the Boston Bruins.
WISR and the Penguins Radio Network now present Pittsburgh Penguins Hockey. Pittsburgh Penguins Hockey is presented in part by Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, Hunter Truck Sales, Thrower Concrete, Monday Shoes, Camisa's Auto Body, Butler Agway, Cash Dollar and Associates, and A&E Heating and Cooling. It's Pittsburgh Penguins Hockey on WISR 680 AM. Let's go, Pens!
That guy's huge.
Of course, it went unpenalized.
Oh, yeah.
It's playoff hockey, you know?
Yeah.
Well, missed that one. I didn't see that one.
He will. He'll be seeing a lot of Chara, excuse me, tonight, and Bergeron, who's obviously one of the best centermen and shutdown defensive guys, playing a 200-foot game, compiling points at the other end. So Sydney's line will have a tough test tonight.
Yep, and he has no Evgeny Malkin in the lineup to kind of spell, you know, and make it a tougher matchup for the opposition coach, who is Bruce Cassidy. So that's our Coach's Corner segment. We'll be back with 2 minutes with the old 2-niner. He's going to talk to the color analyst of the Boston Bruins, Bob Beers. And, of course, we're not too far away from puck drop. The Penguins and Bruins this afternoon here on the Penguins Hockey Network, presented by S&T Bank.
Some chefs have a secret ingredient. Well, I found the perfect secret ingredient. 7-Up. That's right. 7-Up has just the right balance of bubbles and flavor. That's why you can do a lot with it, like a 7-Up punch cake, biscuits, meat marinade, and don't forget the cocktails. You can make 7-Up in whiskey, sangria, margaritas, and much more. Go to 7up.com to find more recipes. Visit your nearest Giant Eagle and pick up a 7-Up 20-ounce bottle. Mix it up a little with 7-Up. Please drink responsibly. 7-Up is a registered trademark of Dr. Pepper 7-Up Inc.
Life happens fast. You need innovative solutions. Whether you want to bank on the go with NextTier Mobile or tablet banking, zip through the checkout with NextTier Visa Check Card, or manage your finances online, NextTier Bank has a solution to make banking more convenient for you. You can bank the way you want, when you want, 24/7. Focus on your future. We have the banking covered. Visit www.nexttierbank.com. Member FDIC.
Any player will tell you, pulling on that black and gold uniform will make you full with pride and work that much harder for your city, the fans, and your team. Cintas, the service professionals, can do the same for your company. Want your employees to be more productive, look better, and feel like they are part of a team? Cintas will make sure your staff looks and feels great. Just call 1-800-CINTAS-1 or visit Cintas.com and help your team look professional.
Cintas is the official service uniform provider to PPG Paints Arena.
Rivers Casino presents another window drop.
If you're always playing it safe, are you really even playing?
Cruise on the road to luxury Sunday, December 3rd for a chance at your share of $75,000 in cash. Free slot play and prizes. At 7 p.m., one lucky winner will win a 2018 Range Rover. Visit riverscasino.com for details. Rivers Casino. Get out and live a lot. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This legal disclaimer is brought to you by the law firm of Bordas & Bordas, official sponsor of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
This is the Pittsburgh Penguins Hockey Network. This copyrighted broadcast is the property of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of all or part of this broadcast, or any descriptions or accounts of this game therein without the express written consent of the Pittsburgh Penguins, is strictly prohibited.
Now it's time for 2 minutes with the old two-niner. Brought to you by Clearview Credit Union, the next generation of personal banking. Now here's Bill Moore.
Welcome to your 2 minutes with the old two-niner, Pens and Bruins this afternoon. And we're joined now by Bob Beers, who is the radio play color guy for the Boston Bruins. Pittsburgh-born Bob Beers. And Beersy, let's talk about this hockey team. You've won three in a row. First time you've won more than one in a row all year. What's going on with this hockey team? Because you've had a lot of injuries, but you seem to be putting some wins together.
Yeah, Borky, they bought in, you know, effort-wise. That's been there more often than not this season. The effort's been good. Execution hasn't always been there. They're dealing with a lot of younger players, a lot of injuries, things like that. And they've had to deal with some goalie situations as well. You know, Tuukka Rask has been okay this year, but not exactly where they need him to be. Anton Hudobin has stepped in and played very well. He's got the three wins in a row. He's going to go again this afternoon. So Hudobin has stepped in and really given them a chance to win every time he's been in there. And then the team has responded in front of him. They played better in front of him, and they've gotten some timely goals for him as well.
Talk about two really good young players. I know David Pastrnak's been in the league a couple years now, but Charlie McAvoy went to school right down the road at Boston University, 19 years of age. This kid's a budding star, isn't he? And how about Pastrnak?
Yeah, we'll start with McAvoy. I mean, he's fun to watch. He loves to make a difference. And I think whether you're an opposing team coach, announcer, fan, if you're a fan of hockey, you'll like the way he plays. You know, he still makes some mistakes. He's a younger guy. That's going to come with the package. But he wants to make a difference, and he's involved. And he's been a lot of fun to watch this year. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch mature and continue to get better and better. Pastrnak, breakout season last year, tons of skill. You know, teams will try to play physical against him because, especially with some of the injuries now, they can load up a little bit against him. But he responded. He had a good game last game after going, I think, four games it was without a point. So, you know, he starts to feel it. He starts to put pressure on himself because he is such a good player. But highly skilled, talented, can do a lot of good things, really good one-on-one player, and has incorporated some other things into his game as well. Along the wall, he's been better defensively, those types of things that you look for as a coach.
Beersy, thanks for this. Have a great call.
You got it, Borky. Thank you.
All right, that's Bob Beers, and your 2 minutes with the old two-niner. Enjoy the hockey.
This is the Highmark Injury Update, brought to you by Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, all for health. Now back to the Penguins Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Penguins and the Boston Bruins this afternoon, and take a look at our injury report. You know, Evgeny Malkin is out with an upper body injury, and status unknown for tomorrow night's game against Tampa. One reason he didn't travel is Mike Sullivan said he could skate on his own here in Pittsburgh, which we assume he did today. So Gino is still able to move around and skate and keep himself in shape. He just has a problem with something in the upper body. And Carter Rowney, he's been out with that broken hand, but he's come oh so close, and we anticipate him being in the lineup today. We don't know if Chad Ruedel will be in the lineup on defense instead of Ian Cole. It sort of looked like that yesterday in practice, but you never know. As for the Bruins, Colby already mentioned David Backes and Brad Marchand, Torrey Krug, Adam McQuaid all being out. Backes is one guy whose absence I think means a lot to the Penguins today because the Penguins don't have Malkin, and if they had Backes and Bergeron, that would be a tough go for the Penguins. But now at least you have a little relief knowing that Backes isn't in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Backes has, you know, through his career been a horse and a guy that can – he's kind of like a Hornquist-type player, you know, banging around and physical, and at the same time provides that checking ability as well that I think they miss. So they've got a lot of young kids that have been infused into their lineup right now, and we heard on 2 minutes with the old two-niner just the willingness from this team to work right now, and I think you get that from these guys who are excited to get this opportunity in the Bruins lineup.
And it makes you wonder if maybe the Penguins are missing that right now. You know, the thing that made Sullivan's team just come to life when he first took over in 2016 was the infusion of young players who were hungry and ready to go. And the Penguins do have some kids down in Wilkes-Barre who are playing pretty well. DePauly is one. Sprong is another. You know, Aston Reese has played better now. He had some issues with his wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Penguins do have some guys waiting in the wings. And they're chomping on the bit, you know, hoping they can get in to the NHL and show what they can do. So that is an interesting dynamic, though,
yeah,
isn't it? That,
well,
remember you guys in 07?
Yeah. We've seen it here, though, in the last few years. We've seen what that does. And a lot of teams around the league, Staggy, we're talking, man, some of these guys, look what the Penguins did. They infused this young energy and into their lineup, and that was a difference of guys that can play. And, you know, a lot of teams were talking about that, having people able to come up in depth come up and impact your lineup with that energy and guys that can play. So, you know, now Boston's hand is literally forced into it with injuries, but they're getting results from these guys, and they're getting good team wins, and they've strung three together right now.
What do you think of Carter Rowney? He'll be playing with Hagelin and Russ today in the middle. What kind of a difference do you think he can make?
Yeah, I think he can make a difference. Obviously, that energy coming back, your first game back, you always have kind of the adrenaline pumping. And I think just with the way he plays, he's dog on a bone energy. He eats up time. He eats up defenders in the Boston's D zone along the walls. He's tough to play against. He's tough to get a handle on. And, yeah, as Staggy writes PK down on a piece of paper for me, he's pretty solid on the PK as well. Great thinking with the way their PK has gone. So a guy that could help them in a lot of different aspects of the game, not known for putting up a ton of points, but just that infusion of energy and that Carter Rowney attitude in the lineup is something that I think they'll need.
You think Riley Sheahan's close here to maybe making an impact offensively? He seems to be doing some good things away from the puck offensively, but not putting it in the net.
Yeah, absolutely. And he did string some good games together, 3 points in three games, and was starting to look like maybe it was starting to come. Empty netter in Ottawa that Sid set him up for. I'd like to maybe see him take a little bit more chances offensively. He seems like he's a little bit cautious to play that D side and, you know, make sure he's there all the time. I'd like to see him take a little bit more chances to go for it, because, you know, what a difference it could make if Shane could get putting the puck in the net.
And the difference now with the Penguins is that last year they had Bonino, who could move up and play second line center and get you offense.
Yeah.
Now the Penguins don't have that. With Malkin
now it's
out,
a fight right
they've
now.
They've got three centermen who, you know, Sheahan, Rowney, McKeag, who aren't going to bring you that same level of
and
offense.
And I think that's why we saw Gensel get that opportunity, right? I think that's why we saw that depth with the depth issue where they were like, oh, we got to put Jake in the middle on that second line instead of bumping everyone up because of the numbers.
KeyBank Money Players to Watch.
My KeyBank Money Players to Watch for Boston, Jake DeBrusk, the son of Louis DeBrusk, the big brawler from back in the day. He's on the second line with Krejci and Solarik. He's got 5 goals and 10 points on the season coming into tonight with the 2-game goal scoring streak. And for the Penguins, Connor Sherry, Boston guy, a guy that I think with his speed playing on the top line, we saw the way they went, and it just seems like it's a matter of time before that line gets going, and I think Connor Sherry will have a good night back in Boston.
I'm going with David Pastrnak, who has 18 points to lead the Bruins. He has 10 goals as well. That also leads them. And Phil Kessel, the leading scorer of the Pittsburgh Penguins, a former Bruin who probably would love to haunt his old
pick.
Team today. And that is it for this portion of our broadcast today. Brian Metzer will be along during the intermissions, and I'll be back with Brian on the postgame show. And we invite you to stay tuned now for the Penguins and the Bruins coming up shortly right here on the Penguins Radio Network presented by S&T Bank.
Everything on your list this holiday season is at shop.nhl.com. Customized jerseys and tees, outerwear and hats, and collectibles of all kinds. It's your one-stop shop to find that perfect gift for any hockey fan. At shop.nhl.com, you'll find the largest online selection of NHL products anywhere. Thousands of items, all delivered in time for the holidays. Everything on your list is at shop.nhl.com. So what are you waiting for? All the teams, all the products. Visit shop.nhl.com today.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the mid-90s, I bought a piece of land with a credit card check and built the very first micro distillery in the history of the state of Texas. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Penguins Radio Network, presented by S&T Bank.
The Penguins play here, 680 AM WISR in Butler.
Ram 1500 is no stranger to victory parades. As the official truck of the Pittsburgh Penguins, nothing leads the way down Grant Street and the Boulevard of the Allies better than the tough Ram 1500, especially with its available Hemi V8. And when it comes to hauling championship trophies down Commonwealth Place, there's always room for more with Ram 1500's exceptional payload and towing capacity. So whether you're driving the streets of downtown Pittsburgh or parked at the entrance of Point State Park to celebrate another world-class victory, make it official with Ram 1500, the official truck of the back-to-back champion Pittsburgh Penguins. During the Ram Black Friday sales event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x4 Pittsburgh Penguins Edition with a Hemi V8 engine for $279 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. When properly equipped, call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12-4.
No one makes game day prep easier than fine wine and good spirits. With all your favorite spirits at great deals. Perfect for celebrating your team in style. Pick up a 750 milliliter of Jim Beam rye whiskey for just $21.99. A savings of $3. And please enjoy responsibly.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network proudly presents Penguins Hockey. The Penguins Radio Network is presented by S&T Bank and brought to you in part by Ram Trucks. Ram 1500 is proud to be the official truck of the Pittsburgh Penguins. By Pittsburgh International Airport. More nonstops, more airlines, more options. By number one Cochran. Go one better. By IC Light. Official local beer of the Penguins. Penguins Hockey is also brought to you by the official office furniture provider of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Mount Lebanon Office Furniture and Interiors, the Power of Bowser, Route 51 South, Top of the Hill, S&T Bank, proud presenting sponsor of the Penguins Radio Network, and by UPMC, life-changing medicine. Now to Josh Getzoff and Phil Bork in the 84 Lumber broadcast booth.
The turkey now off the table. The attention for the Penguins turns back to game action as they make their first trip this regular season to Boston, Massachusetts and TD Garden to face the Boston Bruins here on Black Friday. We hope everyone out there had a happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving, and we thank you for being along for the ride with us this afternoon. Alongside the old 2-9er Phil Bork, I am Josh Getzoff. Paul Steigerwald and Colby Armstrong had you covered on the UPMC Penguins live pregame. Brian Metzer will be by during the intermissions this afternoon. And the Penguins will aim to snap a two-game skid here in Boston. They roll into this one with a record of 11-9-3. Two straight regulation defeats for the Penguins, both of them coming on home ice. The most recent, a 5-2 loss to the Vancouver Canucks on Wednesday night. Pittsburgh allowed two goals in the first, two goals in the second, and an empty netter in the third in sealing their fate. The two goals for the Pens came off the stick of Jake Guentzel, both on the power play, and Matt Murray made 32 saves on 36 shots. So now the Penguins will get a red-hot Boston Bruins team, winners of three straight, most recently a 3-2 shootout win over the New Jersey Devils on Wednesday night. The Bruins 9-7-4 as they enter this one, and they're able to string together some wins with some young blood in the lineup and key vets on the sidelines with injuries. We'll get to that in a moment, and that is all what's staring down the Penguins today. Penguins still looking to truly find some traction here through the first quarter plus of the regular season, and head coach Mike Sullivan has never been one to mince his words about his club, and I asked him to give his honest assessment of his group as we near the end of November.
Well, as I said to our players, we are what our record says we are. You know, we're a team right now that's a little over 500, and that's how we played. And I think our expectation is a lot higher. I know our fan support and our fan base expects a lot more of us, but I don't think anybody expects more from this group than the group itself. And so right now we're certainly not satisfied with where we're at. The logistics of the schedule have been demanding at this beginning part of the season, but it's not an excuse. We've got to find ways to have success, and I think we're capable, and I think we have what it takes in our dressing room, and now it's just a matter of making sure that we all take ownership for our roles and responsibilities on this team so that we can get more sustained results. And, we've showed glimpses and at times in games, or games in general, where we've been really happy with our team, and they've showed a semblance of play into the Penguins' identity and that Penguins hockey that we talk about all the time. And that there's been other stretches where we just haven't been there. And that's where we've got to focus on just more consistency of play. And I've always been a strong believer that, you know, that we're all creatures of habit. We are what we repeatedly do. We've got to make sure that it starts in practice. We've got to develop those, you know, the right habits on a daily basis in order to be the team that we want to become.
That's Penguins head coach Mike Sullivan back in his home state of Massachusetts today as the Penguins take on the Boston Bruins. Someone else back in their home state is the man up next to me in the booth tonight, the old 2-9er, Phil Bork. Borky, a belated happy Thanksgiving to you. I know you have your nuggets, which were leftovers, I guess, from the turkey dinner last night.
There wasn't anything left over.
I'm talking about the old 2-9er here.
The plate was clean, absolutely. And let me give you your daily dose of nuggets, and let's start with the Penguins. And how about starting on time, Josh? How about starting on time? It's one thing to get the first goal of the game. It's another thing to take the lead into the locker room. Seems like the Penguins haven't had that combination in quite a while. They have had the first goal of the game, and they've had moments where they've had great starts in the first 5 minutes. But then, in my estimation, it's tailed off a bit. They haven't maintained that intensity, that urgency. And how about a game where we don't expect our goaltender to make multiple 10-bell saves to allow the Penguins to, quote-unquote, find their game? 28 goals against for the Penguins in first periods. That's the most in the National Hockey League. And let's talk about the Pens' power play, because it's fourth best in the league at 23.9%. At home, it's 15.4%, but on the road, it has been money. It is number one in the league at 30.6%. And this is against a Boston penalty-killing unit that was number one last season in the league at 85.7%. This season, a little bit of a dip. They're now tied for fourth with Detroit and Chicago. And what's going to be interesting for me is, without Evgeny Malkin, will the Penguins' power play have two defensemen? Will they have Schultz and Letang together? Because it's about time. Here we are at game number 24 for the Penguins. They have one power play goal from their defenseman, and that came off the stick of Chris Letang. Let's talk about the Bruins, because they're averaging 2.65 goals for per game played. That is the fifth lowest in the league. In their last 13 games, two goals for or less in 10 of the 13. But, and this is going to lead to another point in my nuggets here, they're 6-4-3 in those games. Their power play is tied for 18 at 18.8%, and their power play has been struggling. In their last five games, Boston's power play 0-14. Last eight games, 1-26. And a bit of the reason slash excuse for that will be Brad Marchand out for the last four games, David Backes out for the last 10 games, and they're going to get Torrey Krug back in this game. He's missed the last three. Key components for their power play. And also, my last one, how about Anton Khudobin, who has won three straight starts, four goals against in those games, 6-0-2 this season, lifetime versus the Penguins, 1-2. And here's my little nugget I'm going to leave you with. Penguins' last game against the Vancouver Canucks, they played against a behemoth in goal in Anders Nielsen, 6'6". The only goaltender taller than Nielsen in the league is Big Ben Bishop in Dallas at 6'7". This afternoon, they're going to play against a goaltender in Khudobin, his 5'11". Only UC Saros for Nashville and Yaroslav Halak. So Halak, Saros, and Khudobin are the goaltenders in the whole league that are under 6 feet.
And he's been playing pretty well.
Yes, sir.
Anton Khudobin, the Penguins are going to get him tonight. Hasn't lost in regulation in eight straight starts as he gets set to lead the Bruins onto the ice here at TD Garden. And Borky, you take a look at this Penguins lineup tonight. The two big, additions and subtractions are Carter Rowdy coming back. He's going to be back in the lineup tonight after missing the last 14 games, I should say, this afternoon here in Boston with the broken hand. And Ian Cole on the blue line coming out of Mike Sullivan's lineup, the healthy scratch ahead of this game with the Bruins.
Yeah, and Chad Ruedel will go back in the lineup for Ruedel. A little comfort zone for him. He played right down the road at UMass Lowell.
Sure.
But I'm surprised Ian Cole coming out of the lineup. Twofold. Number one, I think he's been good. I mean, he hasn't been at his best, but there's a lot of Penguin players who haven't been at their best. And he is a key component to the Penguins' penalty killing. In five of the last six games, two power play goals against in each. I think this is a little bit of a message to the locker room, because he's so well liked, such a leader, such a vocal leader on the bench, in the room, is Ian Cole, that I think this is Mike Sullivan's way of maybe throwing a little bit of a firecracker sure. into the room to get the boys' attention.
Borky, you take a look at this Bruins roster, and by the way, they are going to go with seven defensemen tonight. Torrey Krug is in the lineup this afternoon for the Bruins. Of course, he's missed the last three games with an injury, so seven defensemen for Boston. You look down their lineup, it's very similar to the kind of theme that got the Penguins back on track 2 years ago, with a lot of young blood coming in, youthful energy, and it's paying dividends for them, a three-game win streak into this one.
Well, it's imperative. I mentioned some of the players that are out of the lineup, and they've called up some guys from Providence, and their names you're not going to recognize. We don't recognize. We're probably going to butcher a couple of them, but they're not only are they speedy players, they're scrappy players, and the bottom line is they're scoring goals.
And they have done a lot of that. As we mentioned, a 3-2 win in their last game over the New Jersey Devils. The Bruins 5-3-2 at home. Borky, Mike Sullivan goes to Matt Murray in this game against the Boston Bruins. Of course, the start of a back-to-back, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night. Any changes with that thought?
I'm a little surprised. I thought in the back-to-back with Tampa coming into Pittsburgh tomorrow that we would see Tristan Jarry, but I think this is a bit of a message also from Mike Sullivan. I want to win. I'm going with my number one guy. We need the 2 points badly.
All right, Thanksgiving in the rearview mirror. All the attention on hockey now, and a Black Friday clash between the Pens and the Bruins is coming up after the break here from TD Garden in Boston on the Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network, presented by S&T Bank.
Put down the burger, put down the dog, pick up the original pizza log. There's only one, the original pizza log, yeah.
It's game day. Time for the Original Pizza Logs, the official finger food of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Original Pizza Logs are gourmet pizza egg rolls using only the best quality ingredients. Before the action starts, grab some delicious Original Pizza Logs at local retailers, local restaurants, and the arena in concession stands, clubs, and suites.
This is your moment to make a family in crisis just a family again. This is your moment to make a senior feel safer living on her own. This is your moment to make sure a hungry child has enough to eat. When you give to United Way of Southwestern Pennsylvania, your donation makes maximum impact on our community's most urgent issues. And you make life-changing moments happen for neighbors in need every day. Make your moment. Please give to United Way of Southwestern Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Phil Bork, and I'm here with Dave Blazek from NSS Life. Dave, I'm always amazed how NSS Life continues to help so many families.
That's right, Phil, and we've been at it a long time.
You give to the community like no other, and I know the students love the scholarships.
As we say, family matters, and we love to give back.
For low-cost life insurance and high-yielding annuities, it's NSS Life.
NSS Life.
Welcome back to TD Garden here in Boston, Massachusetts. We thank you for being with us on this Black Friday on the Penguins Radio Network. And it's now time to get you the starting lineup for tonight's game, brought to you by 7-Up. We'll start with Mike Sullivan and the Pittsburgh Penguins in goal for the Pens tonight. Matt Murray, 11-6-1 in 19 games. He has lost his last two starts, 2-1 in three games played all time in his career against the Boston Bruins. On the blue line for the Penguins tonight, it will be the usual suspects of Brian Dumoulin and Chris Letang to start this game. And up front, Sidney Crosby centering Connor Sherry and Patrick Hornquist. For Bruce Cassidy's Boston Bruins, Anton Hudobin in net again for the Bruins. He has been stellar this season for Boston. 6-0-2 with a 2.13 goals against, a .938 save percentage in nine games. He started the last three games for the Bruins. They have won each game they've played. On the blue line, the 40-year-old Zdeno Chara next to the 19-year-old Charlie McAvoy, and up front it's Patrice Bergeron centering Danton Heinen and David Pasternak. The officials for this afternoon's game, the referees Wes McCauley and Chris Rooney, linesmen Matt McPherson and Trent Knorr, and we are underway as the opening faceoff is brought to you by number one Cochran, Go One Better. And here come the Bruins on the attack right away. It's Pasternak, left circle for Heinen, and he fires one just wide.
Oh, the quick up by McAvoy and the special backhand from Pasternak, and Heinen all by himself just missed the net.
Bruins giving the Penguins some problems in their own zone early, and Pittsburgh is going to take a penalty as a result as the puck comes into the Bruins' end. Hudobin steers it far corner to Chara, up the far wall for Heinen. bounces it back off that wall, touched up by Sidney Crosby, and Patrick Hornquist going to be guilty of a stick infraction here just 30 seconds into this game.
Yeah, tripping up David Pastrnak, and that's not the start I was looking for, Josh. A golden opportunity, first for the Boston Bruins, for Danton Heinen, and then you're going to put this Boston power play that has struggled as of late, but they are going to get Torey Krug back. You're going to put them on the ice in the first 32 seconds.
Copper's penalty kill for the Penguins, who control off the draw in their own zone. It's Carl Hagelin out through the neutral zone, down the left wing. He'll wind and blast one in on goal on Hudobin. Covers it with a glove, leaves it behind his own net, where it's played by the Bruins. Matt Grizzlick spins off a check. Back down low for David Krejci, who loses control in the neutral zone. Riley Sheahan takes the puck back for the Penguins and pumps it back to the Boston end. It's Matt Grizzlick behind his goal. A minute gone here in the first period. The Bruins on the power play. Penguins on the Copper's penalty kill. No score. David Krejci drops it back for Grizzlick. Top of the right circle with a shot. That deflects to the far wall. Sheahan chops at it along the far wall. Bouncing puck at by the Penguins bench and out of play.
Grizzlick tried to use his stick below the shoulder to keep that play alive inside the Penguins zone. He ended up knocking the puck into the Penguins bench. Thus, the faceoff will come outside the blue.
Well, Borky, you mentioned it off the top, and for our listeners that are just tuning in, no Ian Cole today. He's a healthy scratch for Mike Sullivan. This penalty kill for the Penguins has been a very big topic. They've allowed two power play goals against in five of their last six games. That, of course, includes the last two against Chicago and Vancouver, both losses.
The one thing that Mike Sullivan, the word that he has used the most is urgency for both 5-on-5 and this penalty killing unit.
Bruins control inside the Penguins, and it's Pastrnak flipping it along the end wall. Far wall, Torey Krug back in the lineup after a three-game absence for Boston, loses control. And along the near wall, Spooner back to the point for Pastrnak. Krug, top of the left circle, right circle for Spooner. He shoots one, save made by Murray, and he'll cover up with the puck sitting underneath the right pad.
And Spooner had a play backdoor to Solarik, who was showing the stick to Spooner, and I think Matt Murray knew that. He knew that backdoor play as Spooner... left-hand shot came off the right half wall to the middle of the ice and led a shot. He's in between. I don't think he got everything on the shot because I think at the last second he saw that stick of Solarik. But that still, that shot almost fooled Murray.
Here's Krug off the draw, controlling center point. Near wall for Spooner. Ryan Spooner drifts to the near corner along the goal line. Spooner centering pass cross ice looking for Pastrnak. He fans on it. Penguins will go the other way shorthanded. It's Russ down the right wing. Brian Russ cross ice pass for Sheahan at the left circle. He chips it into the near corner. Now below the goal line, it's controlled by the Bruins. Bergeron ahead for Solarik. Solarik on the backhand up front for Pastrnak. He gets it into the Penguins end, and Olimata promptly pumps it right back out. Chopped into the Bruins zone now by Sheahan with 20 seconds to go on the minor to Hornquist. Pastrnak in his own zone, leaves it behind his net. Picked up there by Grizzlick. Matt Grizzlick, right wing feed for Krejci. Krejci over the red line, left wing looking for DeBrusk. That's picked off by Letang. Now DeBrusk steps up on the puck. Cuts down low for Pastrnak, shooting one in tight, save made by Murray. And now Pastrnak back to the point. Controlled by Grizzlick atop the right circle. Cross ice pass, a feed there, and a shot is deflected into the near wall. Grizzlick still controlling inside the Penguins' end. Pumps it down low. Pastrnak behind the Penguin net. Far wall for Krejci. Krejci on the backhand steers it down low for Pastrnak. He's bodied by a Penguin. Comes back to the point for Krejci. Tries to get around Hornquist. He could not. And now Hagelin plays it forward to Hornquist, who's trying to get the puck in the neutral zone on his stick. Finally does, but can't get it deep into the Boston end. David Krejci controlling for the Bruins with 3 minutes gone here in the first period. He'll leap it back for Carlo. Up the right wing, knocked down on the play was Corrali. Sidney Crosby will start the Penguins the other way. Trying to find Phil Kessel. That was broken up by the Bruins, who then turn it over to Justin Schultz. Jake Guentzel leaves it for Matt Hunwick. Hunwick turns it over to Corrali inside the right circle, inside the Penguins' end. Corrali spins in the near corner. Stick checked by a couple of Penguins. Now Hunwick comes away with it, backhands it right up the middle of the ice and poked away from a Bruin there by Phil Kessel to Jake Guentzel. Penguins get it into the Bruin zone, but not deep. It's Tim Schaller the other way. Schaller over the blue line, drops it, picked off by Guentzel. He runs into a Bruin, puck loose inside the left circle. Hunwick and Schaller come together, and now a sharp angle shot there from Machari. Sails just wide. Back out to the neutral zone it goes, where Kevin Miller flips it back into the Penguins' end. Matt Murray leaves it for Olimata. Matta behind his own net, will skate it out up the right wing. Sends it up the middle of the ice for Greg McKay. That deflects right back to the Bruins. Riley Nash, right wing feed for Spooner. Too far in front of him, and Tom Kunackle comes away with it. Steering it on the backhand off the end wall. Far corner for Olimata, who flips it up through the neutral zone. Bouncing puck, poked away from Kunako by Riley Nash, and now Kevin Miller sends it up to Spooner, drops it back for Rob O'Gara, who goes right wing for Nash over the Penguin line. Nash centering pass, puck comes towards the front of the crease, where it's steered out of harm's way by McKeag, and this will go all the way down to the Bruins' end for icing.
I love the effort by Greg McKeag on the back check. Never gave up on the play and collapsed all the way down low, eliminating that offensive chance for the Bruins. But then on the backhand, when he corralled the loose puck in the corner, he just ripped it down the ice. That's a tough play when you're on your backhand like that. You're under pressure. All you want to do is have the puck exit the zone. I guess I'd rather have that than a turnover, right, Josh?
Absolutely. You like the hustle back for sure. Off the draw in the Penguin zone, it's controlled by Krug, throwing it back down low in the Penguin end. Near corner, a couple bodies come together. Bergeron steers it back into the near corner. Chad Ruedel on the backhand up the near wall, picked up by Heinen. Right circle, Pasternak shot is deflected to the far corner. Bergeron back to the point for Krug, snaps one wide into the near corner. Pasternak picks it up there, off the end wall to the far wall. It trickles back to the point for Krug with a shot, deflected up off the glass behind the net and into the near wall. Played by Pasternak up and then chipped away from the defenseman McAvoy by Tom Kunock. This will go all the way to the Bruins zone. Retrieved by Krug behind his own net. Right wing feed for Pasternak. Out of his own zone, the bouncing puck deflects off a Penguin in the neutral zone. Pushed into the Bruins end by Connor Sherry. Patrick Hornquist gives chase on the forecheck behind the goal. Now Sidney Crosby in there as well. Hornquist comes away with it. Far corner for Crosby, who controls. Back to the point for Dumoulin. Dumoulin, the wrist shot. Save made by Hudobin through traffic. Far corner, it's Crosby dancing with the puck. Back to the point to Dumoulin. A shot there deflects to the far wall. Letang chops one down low. It comes back to Chris Letang, who backpedals to the point now. Winds and blasts, and that deflects and doesn't get all the way through. Heinen the other way. Tries to find Pasternak in alone, but that was broken up by Brian Dumoulin, who now puts the puck forward, and it's controlled by Sidney Crosby. Centering pass for Sherry. Right circle. It's knocked away from Sherry by Danton Heinen, and Heinen will start the Bruins out, flipping it into the Penguins' end. Off the near wall. It's played by Achari. Ahead to Corrali. Now to the point for Char. He flips one on goal. Save made by Murray. Rebound chance for Schaller. Goes right off the post and out of play.
Aye, aye, aye. The harmless wrist shot from Zdeno Chara bounces right off the equipment of Matt Murray. Right onto the stick of Tim Schaller. And he rips it off the crossbar. Oh, man. The Penguins are living on the edge. This is not the start I was looking for, Josh. Not even close. We're 6 minutes in, and Matt Murray has had to make two big saves. He had one go off the crossbar. One was a partial breakaway that was shot wide. And Anton Hudobin has not been tested once down to our left.
Faceoff coming up to Matt Murray's left. It's won by the Bruins. Miller pumps it into the near corner for DeBrus. Skips off his stick. Justin Schultz loses control to Krejci in the far corner. Left circle, the puck pops out to the slot. Picked up there by Gensel, turns it over. Inside the left circle, it's DeBrus. Cross ice for Krejci, he scores! David Krejci as the Bruins have the extra step early. They strike first. It's 1-0.
Well, the turnover by Jake Gensel ends up in the back of the net. And DeBrus quickly turns at the left dot after that turnover. Perfect tape-to-tape, flat, crisp pass from DeBrus to Krejci. No chance for Matt Murray. It's basically a wide-open net. 1-0 Bees.
So the Bruins strike first. David Krejci, second of the season, has Boston ahead 1-0 with just over 6 minutes gone here in the first period. Puck into the Bruins zone. It's Hudobin playing it to the far corner. Picked off there by Rust behind the net for Hagelin. Rust and Hagelin play catch, and now Hagelin back to the point for Ruedel. Cross-ice pass for Matta. His shot blocked off to the point for Ruedel. He shoots one. That's blocked as well. Now Matta walks the blue line on the backhand. Pumps it below the goal line. Miller and Hagelin come together behind the Boston net. It's chipped to the near corner. Ruedel steps up on the play on the backhand. Back down low for Hagelin. He's knocked off the disc by Miller. Miller on the backhand up the far wall for DeBrus. Chops it out to the neutral zone. Ole Matta plays it off the far wall. And now the puck bounces through the neutral zone back to Matta in his own zone. Ole Matta controlling here for the Penguins. 7 minutes gone in this first period. It's 1-0 Boston. Greg McKeag chips the puck into the Boston end. Far corner, McKeag will play it to the near corner for Ryan Reeves. Reeves steers it on the backhand back down low. McKeag takes a hit from O'Gara. Far corner, Greg McKegg loses control. Ryan Reeves also in there on the forecheck as the Bruins come away with it. It's Brandon Carlo knocked off the puck by Reeves. Tom Kunackle can't control along the near wall, and now the Bruins are out of their own zone. It's Pasternak over the Penguin line. Pumps it on the backhand below the goal line. Near corner, Heinen picks it up to the point to Carlo. Snaps one on goal. That sails wide. Far corner, it's Pasternak. Works his way up the wall and now pumps it back down low on the backhand into the far corner where Bergeron steers it forward for Heinen. Schultz first to it. Behind the net, loose puck picked up by Pasternak. He's knocked off the disc and knocked on his rear end by Matt Hunwick. Penguins get the puck out of their own zone, but Borky again, this is going to go all the way down to the Bruins' end for icing, and Penguins just do not have that extra jump in their step here in the first 8 minutes.
Feels like the majority of the period I've been looking down to my right, and that's the Penguins' defensive zone. They're getting beat the loose pucks. They're turning the puck over. And now they got the defensive zone faceoff here with their fourth line out here against the Krejci line.
Greg McKegg on to take this draw against Krejci. To Matt Murray's right. Krejci, the goal scorer in this game for the Bruins. DeBrusk plays it back to the point for McAvoy. Back over for DeBrusk. Far wall, it's Solarik. Solarik spins off a check. Left circle for DeBrusk. He has space. Cuts to the net. Save made short side by Murray.
No stick from McKegg.
Solarik back to the point for Krejci. He couldn't handle it. That'll trickle back out to the neutral zone. Penguins will get some fresh legs on the ice, but here come the Bruins in transition. It's Chara along the near wall, knocked off the puck, plays it down low for Letang, steers it far wall for Sherry. Back up the middle of the ice for Crosby, one touch for Hornquist, tries to play it forward for Crosby. That's intercepted by McAvoy. And now the puck comes back into the Bruins' end. It's DeBrusk working off a check from Hornquist over to McAvoy, snaps it right in front of his net to Chara, who controls the puck, now plays it up the near wall where it trickles out to the neutral zone. Sidney Crosby one hands it back into the Boston end, right in front of the Bruins bench. They battle for possession. Chris Letang comes away with it. Over to Crosby, who skates over that Bruins logo here at center ice, leaves it for Sherry atop the left circle. He turns it over. Bruins out of their own zone. It's Schaller. Left wing feed for Corrali. Throws one towards the net. That one sails wide. Skips up the right wing wall, and Carlo keeps it in. Back along the far wall, it's Patrick Hornquist first to it for the Penguins, flipping it out to the neutral zone. Sedana Char controlling there. Here's Noel Achari, just outside the blue line, pumps it back into the Penguins' end. Murray leaves it behind his own net for Ruedel. Chad Ruedel will settle things down for the Penguins. Up the left wing, he turns it right back over in the neutral zone to Brandon Carlo. Carlo works off a check from Kessel, loses control to Sheahan, who puts it into the Bruins' end. Penguins are offside, so they'll have to touch up, and the Bruins will take their time getting out as a result. Story Krug up the right wing. That's picked off by Jake Gensel. He comes into the Bruins' end. Centering pass for Sheahan. Chips one on net, and a save made by Hudobin.
Oh, he had Hudobin leading. Hudobin thought that was going to be a cross-crease backdoor pass. He leaned off his right post, and that short side was there for Sheahan.
Along the far wall on the Penguins' end, it's a shot from distance by Torrey Krug, gloved by Matt Murray, and that will send us to this afternoon's first break. 10:02 to go here in the first period. It's Bruins 1, Penguins nothing on the Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network, presented by S&T Bank.
Tonight's 5-point Pens Points keyword is linesman.
Looking for the best health plan through your employer? Well, let's look at the proof. With Highmark, you're covered wherever and whenever. At 93% of doctors across the country and in 190 countries across the world. So whether you're going to Minneapolis or Milan, your coverage goes too. Choose the plan with Living Proof. Choose Highmark, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Visit ChooseLivingProof.com. Network coverage varies by plan. Check your member materials for details.
The energy you feel as part of a capacity crowd at the biggest game of the year is a close second to the energy you feel behind the wheel of an Audi from number one Cochrane as it sets you apart from the crowd. Stop by one of our two locations, see the luxury Audi lineup, and feel the energy. Audi Pittsburgh, West Liberty Avenue, Audi Washington, Racetrack Road. A number one Cochrane premier brand.
The team at UPMC Sports Medicine doesn't just rebuild wrists and knees. They build better athletes. Athletes at every level who want to get stronger and faster and prevent injuries. Fact is, no other sports medicine program in the region is more experienced when it comes to treating, training, and inspiring athletes. UPMC, the official healthcare provider of the Penguins, Steelers, and you. Find out more at upmcsportsmedicine.com.
Back Back here in Boston, it's the Bruins 1, the Penguins nothing with 10:02 to go in the first period. A faceoff coming up to Matt Murray's right. And something will have to give here for the Penguins in this matchup against the Bruins. They've lost their last three trips to this building, TD Garden. They also have not lost three straight games in regulation overall since last January of last season. So one of those two is going to end here tonight. Penguins, or rather, could end tonight if the Penguins lose in regulation. But in any event, Borky, it's a hill to climb here early on.
Well, I guess you could call this not Black Friday, Black and Gold Friday, this afternoon game, as two teams whose team colors are black and gold. And you know, hopefully the Penguins use that broadcast timeout as a timeout to hit the reset button, because this has not been a good start.
Bouncing puck in the neutral zone, chopped forward by Hagelin. It's picked off by Bergeron, leaves it at the Penguin blue line for Pasternak. His innocent shot from deep is sticked aside by Matt Murray. Justin Schultz up the right wing for Rust. Flips it left wing, hoping for Hagelin. Skips off his stick into the near corner. Hagelin and Kevin Miller come together behind the Bruins net. And now Miller steers it up the far wall for Pasternak. David Pasternak up the left wing through the neutral zone, gains the Penguins line. Checked by Letang. Carter Rowney out there for the Penguins, making his return to the lineup after missing the last 14 games. Turns it over to Charlie McAvoy. McAvoy behind the Penguin net. Centering pass for Corrali with a shot. He scores! Sean Corrali from the right circle beats Matt Murray on the one-timer. It's 2-0 Boston.
Well, I felt like all five of the Penguin players on the ice were doing the same thing I was doing here in the booth. And that is being lulled to sleep by the skating ability of Charlie McAvoy, who came in, right-hand shot all the way from his right point position, went all the way around the net. And Carl Hagelin, who had collapsed down into the slot position, did not realize that Sean Corrali was in behind him. A perfect pass from McAvoy for the one-timer shot by Corrali. He rips it past Matt Murray, and it's 2-0 Boston.
And Borky, Mike Sullivan has taken his time out here with the Penguins down 2-0. Still 9 minutes and 9 seconds to go in this first period. So Sullivan's going to use his timeout, try to fire up his troops here, because they have looked unenthused, I think it's fair to say, through the first 10-plus minutes of this game.
I will concur on that word. Took a penalty in the very first shift of the game. And even before that, the first 10 seconds of the game, a two-on-one led to a partial breakaway for Danton Heinen. And ever since then, it's been all Boston.
So we play back on now. 9 minutes to go in this first period. It's 2-0 Bruins. Here they come back through the neutral zone. Corrali, the goal scorer, the latest one for the Bruins. Flips one on the backhand on net. That's paddled aside by Matt Murray. Puck loose in the high slot. Achari turning and firing, sailing one over Murray's shoulder and back behind the net. Below the goal line, it's kicked off the skates of Chris Letang back to the point. Controlled by Spooner. Works off a check to the point for McAvoy. Flips one on goal. That's deflected into the skates of Sidney Crosby. He plays it up the far wall and just barely out of the zone as Zdeno Chara had played it back into the Penguins' end. Chris Letang will settle things down for the Penguins behind his own net. Letang backpedals below the goal line. Flips one up the middle of the ice for Cheyenne. He steers it right wing, hoping for Gensel. That flips into the Penguin, or Bruins bench, rather, and out of play. We'll step aside. The score, Bruins 2, Penguins nothing. 8:20 to go here in the first period on the Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network, presented by S&T Bank.
There are two great teams in the area that believe in teamwork and leaving customers with a smile. The Penguins and Monday Shoes. The team of Mike and Henry at Monday Shoes will make sure of a proper fit, leaving you with comfortable, happy feet. They specialize in hard-to-find width and sizes and have name brands like Red Wing and New Balance on their bench. So hop on the Cordova, baby. We're going to Monday Shoes in downtown Butler for your next pair of boots or shoes. Monday Shoes. Superior service from toe to toe.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
The Butler Agway, brand you trust and people you know. So much more than just a tagline. At Butler Agway, you'll find the perfect feed for your dog, cats, chickens, cows, horses, even the birds. All made here in the good old USA. Hi, this is Mike Lang, and when you're in Butler, a stop at Butler Agway is a must. Whether it's lawn and garden, a gift for my favorite gardener, patio furniture, or feed for those backyard birds. I know the good people at Butler Agway will help me make the right selection. Not only that, they'll even load it in my vehicle for me and have me smiling like a butcher's dog. Butler Agway, Route 68, just west of Butler.
Business is booming.
A reminder to stick around after the first period wraps up this afternoon as Brian Metzer will be by to recap everything from the first 20 minutes here in Boston. That's coming up on the Penguins Radio Network. Our score here at TD Garden, 2-0. The Bruins in front of the Pens. They're out shooting them 10-3 here with 8:20 to go in this first period.
This is a Boston team that's without Brad Marchand and without David Backes.
Bruins off the draw in the neutral zone, pump it into the Penguins' end. It's Ruedel behind his own net, plays it off the far wall, picked off there by Bergeron, steers it far corner for Heinen. His centering pass goes off a skate, right circle. It comes back to the point for Carlo, who leaves it for Bergeron. He twists one towards the net. It sails wide. Left circle, bouncing puck corralled by Kessel, played forward on the backhand, and now chipped to the neutral zone by Sheahan. Gensel, left wing for Matta, who's up on the play. He gains the Boston line, flips one on net, that's blocked off by Carlo. Pasternak back behind his net for Krug. Now Carlo, knocked off the puck. In the near corner, Sheahan back down low for Kessel, bounces off his body. Bill Kessel and Brandon Carlo come together, Pasternak there for the support. Loses control to Sheahan. Along the near wall, Riley Sheahan plays it back down low in the Bruins' end. Torrey Krug steps up on the puck and now sends the Bruins the other way. It's Pasternak with speed coming down the left wing. Pasternak atop the left circle, shooting one, deflected in on Murray. He makes the save with the pad. Back to the point, it comes for Grizzlick. He fires one, that deflects wide. Miller along the near wall at the right circle, down low, picked off by Carter Rowney, steered up the near wall and chipped out of the Boston end by Gensel. This will drift towards the Bruins' end of the ice and past their goal line for icing on the Pens.
For the veteran-like play there from David Krejci. He was a forward covering up for his D-man that pinched down the wall. The Penguins chipped this puck off the window. Krejci turned towards the middle of the ice. So turned the wrong way.
Right.
And then took the scenic route all the way around back. And by then, the puck had barely rolled over the goal line. If all he had to do was turn to his right to the puck, and he would have had it. But because he turned the wrong way, he was able to get the icing call.
Off the defensive zone draw for Pittsburgh. Matt Hunwick takes it himself, flipping it into the Boston end. But he had not gained the red line again. So icing yet again on the Pens with 7 minutes to go here in the first.
Hunwick about 8 feet from center red. Tried to lob it up in the air and then go get it himself. He just put too much on it.
So the faceoff will be to Matt Murray's right. Murray, two goals against here on 11 shots in this first period. Carter Rowney on to take the draw. If you're just joining us, Rowney back in the Penguins lineup after missing the last 14 games with a broken hand. He wins the draw forward for Phil Kessel. Kessel out to the neutral zone, controlling. Left wing feet hoping for Rowney, who pokes it deeper into the Bruins' end. Behind the Boston net, it's swatted up the far wall for DeBrusk. He's run into by Brian Rust, and they battle for the puck here. Rust maybe getting the stick up on the hands of DeBrusk. He did. He'll head to the box, and the Penguins are going to be shorthanded again.
The details are in the pudding, Josh. It's just not there for the Penguins right now. Not from lack of trying. That's the one thing we have seen. We have seen the effort, but we're just not seeing the execution and the details in the Penguins game, and it's hurting them right now. And more times than not, it's because when your confidence is down and you're not winning games, you start to think too much. And when you start to think too much, you're not proactive. You're not on your heels. You're on your heels and not on your toes. And you're not anticipating what's going to happen. You're reacting to what's already happened. This game's too fast. It's too good at the NHL level. And you end up chasing the game.
So a Coppers penalty kill here for the Penguins, who trail 2-0, 6.5 minutes to go in the first period. And right off the defensive zone draw, Carter Rowney able to send the Penguins back, or the Bruins rather, back into their own end to retreat for the puck. Boston in their own zone. It's Torrey Krug. Krug, one of seven defensemen dressed in this game for Bruce Cassidy this afternoon. Right wing feed for Spooner. He gains the Penguins line. Spooner in the near corner, plays it right circle for Bergeron. He couldn't control it. It comes to Tom Kunackle, who was skated out through the neutral zone. Now gains the Boston line. Kunackle atop the right circle.
plays it back down low into the Bruins' end.
Boy, Kunackle had a full step on Pastrnak. Even though he was on his backhand, Chris Letang was screaming as he jumped up to make it a 2-on-1. And then Kunackle just hit the brakes and button hooked, and he allowed Pastrnak to just close him off, force him to the outside. And what I thought was a good opportunity there shorthanded completely was gone.
There's a good stick by the Penguins shorthanded as Riley Sheahan breaks up a pass by Solaric and sends the Bruins back into their own zone to retreat. A minute gone here on the minor to Rust. He's in the box for hooking. Bruins on their second power play of the game. They lead 2-0. Here's a centering pass from Boston and a save made at the side of the net by Matt Murray, stopping DeBrusk at the left circle.
Once again, the Penguins flat-footed. They're watching. And Boston is flying. And they're looking for goal number 3. They're moving the puck, and the Penguins are just, they're just late to react. That again, they're flat-footed, and then they see the play happening, and it's like, oh, I need to get there. By then, they're half a stride or a full stride behind the play.
50 seconds to go in this Boston power play. Krejci on to take the draw for the Bruins against Riley Sheahan. The puck comes back to the point for McAvoy. Steers it into the far corner. Letang first there, chops it up the far wall. Bouncing puck comes back to the point, kept in by Grzelcyk. He plays it to Krejci. Back over to Grzelcyk. Now right circle, it's McAvoy. To the point for Grzelcyk. Left circle for Krejci with a drive. That sails high and wide.
Hit Letang on the way in.
Behind the net, it's DeBrusk. DeBrusk works off a Letang check, plays it far wall for Krejci, back down low for DeBrusk. DeBrusk cuts to the net, centering pass for McAvoy. He sends it wide of the cage.
What a saucer pass by DeBrusk. As Dumoulin went down, he had to elevate that puck over the body, over complete the back of Dumoulin for the backdoor play.
Brian Rust out of the box in 10 seconds. Here comes Charlie McAvoy up through the neutral zone. Gaining the Penguin line, puts it below the goal line. Schaller gives chase there, as does Kunackle. They come together along the far wall. Kunackle wins the battle. He skates it out through the neutral zone. Chips it into the Boston end as we're back to 5-on-5 hockey with Rust out of the box. Far wall, Schaller. Battling for possession with Rowney. He comes away with it. Up the middle of the ice there, it's played by Corrali. Ahead for Achari. Now Schaller with a spinning shot and a save made by the pad for Matt Murray. In the near corner, Ole Matta can't get it out. Back up to the point for Carlo at the point. Left point for Chara with a shot. Another pad save by Matt Murray, this time through a screen. Connor Sherry flips the puck through the neutral zone. Chipped backwards by Crosby to himself, who with 4 minutes on the clock in the first period will give it to Brian Dumoulin. Dumoulin skating it up through the neutral zone. Left wing feet for Sherry. Turns it over on the play to Bergeron. They'll flip it back out through the neutral zone into the Penguins' end. Dumoulin racing for the puck with Riley Nash. It's chipped below the goal line by Hornquist to Schultz up the middle of his own zone for Sherry. And Sherry overskates the puck for a moment. Now right in front of the Penguin bench, plays it off the far wall for Hornquist, who chops it into the Bruins' zone.
Connor Sherry. He's like, get me off the ice, because I'm chopping this puck into 15 different pieces right now.
In the near corner in the Penguins' end, it's Danton Heinen. Heinen bodied by Schultz. Loose puck behind the net, picked up by Chad Ruedel. 3.5 minutes to go in this first period. It's Ruedel ahead to Kessel. Over the blue line is Riley Sheahan in the Boston end. Sheahan now goes offsides trying to keep it in. And that will draw a faceoff in the neutral zone and send us to break. The Bruins in front of the Pens, 2-0. 3:23 to go here in this first period on the Penguins Radio Network, presented by S&T Bank.
At 84 Lumber, we've been building Pittsburgh for more than 60 years. New home construction, remodels, commercial construction. A fan base that rocks PPG Paints Arena to a thunderous level every game night? The Pens built that. We're just happy to be a part of it. 84 Lumber, the proud partner of builders everywhere and the official partner of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Visit 84lumber.com to find a store near you.
Hey, hockey fans, the excitement continues with Pittsburgh's best automotive deals 24-7 at JimShorkey.com. Score big discounts on a 5,000 vehicle inventory featuring the hottest models from Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, Ram, Ford, Kia, Mitsubishi, Fiat, and many more. The time to trade in and trade up is now. Nothing but the biggest deals for hockey's biggest fans. Get your deal your way. What a great day. Official sponsor of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Point, click, and save. JimShorkey.com.
Another all-star caliber performance for the old 2-Niner.
After a game or any time, the old 2-Niner and All-American Double IPA is as aggressive in your glass as I was on the ice. The old 2-Niner is one of the many real craft beers from North Country Brewing Company now being served in Section 116 at PPG Paints Arena, as well as the Yard and other Pittsburgh area establishments. So make your next one an old 2-9er, and let's go Pens.
Penguins begin their seventh set of back-to-back games this season here this afternoon in Boston. They'll return home tomorrow night to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop here on the Penguins Radio Network. And the Lightning have been one of the best, if not the best, team in the NHL. So you look at what the Penguins are facing here in Boston. Borky down 2-0 here late in the first. It doesn't get any easier for them in the next 24 hours.
Certainly, there's not one player, coach, anybody thinking about that game tomorrow night against Tampa. Tampa's in Washington at 5 o'clock.
Right.
They got a big hill to climb here against the Bees.
Here comes Kessel into the Boston zone. Right circle, centering pass, loose in between the circles, and Riley Sheahan couldn't gain control. Chopped away from Schultz by DeBrusk. He has space. DeBrusk down the left wing, centering pass. That's knocked away from Solaric by Matt Hunwick. And now Schultz over to Hunwick in his own zone. Matt Hunwick steers it back down low for Schultz, who will settle it behind the Penguin net as we tick down to 2:45 to go in this first period. Justin Schultz, no points in his last four games for the Penguins. Ahead to Crosby, who flips it on the right wing for Sherry. Here steers it into the Boston end. Hudobin out of his net to play. It runs into Hornquist. Near corner, it's McAvoy up but not out of his zone. Along the near wall, battling there is Achari with Crosby and Hornquist. It comes to McAvoy on the backhand, who plays it to the far corner. Letang pinching, has the puck roll past him. Sherry keeps it in. Over to Dumoulin. Flips one on net. Back goes wide. Bounces off the end wall, off the outside of the net. Centering pass from Crosby. And Sherry wasn't able to get his stick on. Now it's Crosby back out for Sherry. Drifts away from him, back into the Penguins' end.
Every time Sid's been on the ice, Chara's been on the ice. I thought they might go with the double layer against Sid with Bergeron, but it's only been Chara so far here in the first period.
Here's Chris Letang up the left wing for Dumoulin. Flips one through the neutral zone, intercepted by Sean Corrali, and he'll send it back into the Penguins' end. Dumoulin behind his own net, leaves it for Letang, left wing for Kunockel. Kunockel up the middle of the ice for Reeves, picked off by Pasternak. It comes right back to Kunockel, and he'll skate the Penguins into their own zone. Greg McKegg chips it below the Boston goal line as it wraps around the far wall, back out to the neutral zone. Ruedel, left wing for Matta, further up the left wing for Reeves, who on the backhand steers it into the Boston end. Hudobin lets it go, far corner for Grizzlick. He loses the puck in his skates, plays it up the far wall. Kunockel tries to poke it away from Bergeron, bouncing puck out to the neutral zone, controlled by Pasternak, who couldn't get around Ruedel. Played forward by Kunockel, picked up by Tory Krug. Up the middle of the ice there, it's Danton Heinen. Gaining the Penguin line, leaves it for Pasternak. His shot blocked off, bouncing just inside the Penguin blue line. It's Rowney picking it up and going left wing for Hagelin. Carl Hagelin into the Boston end, behind the net. Hagelin on the forehand, centering pass right circle for Rust, and he sails one high and wide over the shoulder. Here's Hunwick at the point. Near wall, Rowney back to the point for Schultz. Pokes it forward, but couldn't control the puck, and now the Bruins send the Penguins back into their own zone to chase. David Krejci on the forecheck gets a stick in the midsection of Matt Hunwick, and Krejci is going to give the Penguins a power play here late in the first period, 43 seconds to go.
That's not a good penalty in the offensive zone by David Krejci. The old can opener move into the hands of Matt Hunwick with one hand on the stick, just puts the stick between the hands, top hand and bottom hand of Hunwick, and then you take your hand that's on the stick and you just twist. It's a little bit of a turn, but it throws Hunwick off stride and puts the Penguins on the power play.
So here's a chance for the Penguins to feel good about themselves going into the dressing
room. You got that right, brother.
This has been a rough first period for Pittsburgh, but they're on the IGS Energy power play for the first time this afternoon. Bill Kessel controlling at the left point, flips it back below the goal line. It's Chara turning and twisting one all the way back down to the Penguin end. 30 seconds left on the clock here in the first period. 15 seconds gone on the minor to Krejci. Chris Letang up to the neutral zone to Kessel. Left wing feed for Crosby. He'll wind and blast left circle. That sails high and wide. And now Hornquist back to the point for Letang. Walking the blue line. Flips one on goal. Deflection save made by Hudobin. Far corner. It's Crosby picking up the puck. Centering pass. It's loose between the circles. Riley Nash comes away with it. And Nash will skate it out of his own zone with 6 seconds to go here in the first period. Flipping it into the Penguins' end. The puck will die behind the Pittsburgh goal. And that is where time will run out on the first 20 minutes of play. So the Boston Bruins get goals from David Krejci and Sean Corrali and lead the Penguins by a score of 2-0 after one period of play. Brian Metzer is going to be back to recap everything from the first 20 minutes for you next, right here on the Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network, presented by S&T Bank.
Keep your Coors Light cold at PPG Paints Arena. Stop by the Coors Light Igloo Club November 25th and grab a cold Coors Light for a free gift.
For over 25 years, IGS has been a leader in the energy industry. We proudly supply electricity, natural gas, and home services products to over 1 million customers. IGS helps homeowners and businesses make energy choices that fit their needs. And we are inspired to make an impact in the communities where we live and work. We are IGS, official energy provider of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Learn more at IGS.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Toyota has taken over Black Friday with an additional $500 Toyota bonus cash, in addition to other offers on new 2018 RAV4s and Camrys, plus 0% APR finance. Or pick a stylish 2017 Highlander with available all-wheel drive and get $1,000 cash back. You can take cash back or apply toward down payment. Excludes hybrids. APR terms vary by model, and not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details. Visit buyatoyota.com. Deals end November 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Twins Sharon and Shannon are both looking for someone special. Sharon wants someone friendly. So does Shannon. Sharon wants someone funny. So does Shannon. Sharon wants someone into acupuncture. Shannon, no way. Now, thanks to the new intelligently designed Dr. Match quiz, they can both find the doctor they're looking for. Find yours today at drmatchquiz.com from Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. Dr. Match is intended to help patients choose a healthcare provider.
When you're ready to steal the spotlight in Los Angeles, Pittsburgh International Airport will get you there. Book today on Southwest Airlines or Spirit Airlines and fly nonstop to the West Coast. Steal the spotlight when you strut your way down the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Join the performers along Venice Beach or shop like a star in Rodeo Drive. Book your nonstop flight with Southwest Airlines or Spirit Airlines and visit